here with head coach Katie Robbins of the women's lacrosse team, previewing the 2009 spring for her squad. And coach, first of all, thanks for taking some time with us this morning. It's got to be nice to finally get yourself moving towards the outdoors after a long indoor season of preparing, conditioning. It's nice to at least see the games on the horizon now.
Absolutely. It's been great to get outside so early. You know, we only had, I think, maybe 10 practices in the gym. Being outside, it's been wonderful.
Now, the opener of the season comes up on St. Patrick's Day. You guys travel up to Michigan to take on Adrian College. Talk a little bit about the schedule this year. First of all, the non-conference, and then we'll shift a little bit of focus towards the NCAC. But a tough non-conference schedule for you guys this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Starting with Adrian is going to be a big game for us. They've played two games so far in top 25 teams and have played them close. Last year, we beat them pretty soundly, but I'm expected this season to be a lot closer of a game. And then we then come home and have three home games in a row. Actually, four, starting with Ohio Wesleyan. But we have Washington Jefferson, and then 2 days later, we have Trine and Fompon, and that's going to be great to play three at home and three absolute winnable games for us and to come out strong and get a lot of people on the field.
You talk about some of the key characters that you expect to really lead this team this year. You've got a number of returners and a number of seniors on this team. First of all, talk about that senior class because it's a deep group and contributing group.
All six of the seniors have been an integral part of this team since I arrived. For the most part, all of them have started many games. Lizzie Amarillo will be running our offense down at that end and looking to get a lot of goals off of her. Kate Mather, Hannah Couples running in the midfield with Megan Meege. The three of them work very well together. They know where each other are at all times. And on the defensive end, having Hannah Fox and Beth Vonderbrink just know what to do. They know what defensive sets to run, when to pressure, when to not, when we want to run a zone. And both of them are becoming a lot more confident going over the 30-yard line and running into the offensive ends.
Now, Lizzie was the leading goal scorer last year, one of your conference returnees, all-NCAC player from last year. Who else do you expect to really step up in terms of major goal production for you this year?
I'm looking for Lizzie's sister, Maggie, to come out and get a lot of goals this season. Those two know exactly where each other are. They don't even have to look, and they know where the other one is. Jordan Beauchamp, looking for her to come out and score some more. And definitely Kate Mather to get some more looks to the cage. She likes to pass her teammates and get them the ball, but for her to get some goals is going to be a big jump for us this season.
Defensively, you guys have a number of key returners, including another all-NCAC player in Beth Vonderbrink. So I have to feel fairly confident with your defense.
Yeah, having Hannah Walsh, Hannah Fox, and Beth down there is great. Andrea Berry is going to be down on that end. And then we have Bridget O'Brien and Amanda Trepania that have been challenging for spots, and I'm looking for them to jump in right away and fill in some holes when you know, people need breaks on the field or challenging for those starting roles. It's having them in front of Bonnie, Kenny, or maybe Jenny Shafshma, our freshman goalkeeper, is great. You know, they trust each other down there, and they're getting a lot more comfortable with the large group of freshmen coming in and playing down there with them as well.
Take us a little bit back towards last year, 6-7 overall, 1-5 in the North Coast Athletic Conference, yet it could have been very different. You guys were in a number of one-goal games, a number of other close games as well. Really, it was a roller coaster ride, and talk us through a little bit of last season and maybe some of the things that you learned from last year.
Definitely getting that win against Oberlin was huge. Getting that monkey off our back of going 0-6 years past, getting that first win is going to be great. We now know that we can win in conference. And playing Worcester close and Kenyon and Ohio Wesleyan close has been pretty good for us. Like, now we have the confidence and know we can do it. And returning as many people as we are, they understand how to get the win and what to do in close situations. And it's going to be a great season. I'm excited to see, you know, how many wins we can get and how successful we'll be in the end.
the North Coast Athletic Conference saw Ohio Wesleyan take the point last year, 5-1, and then a number of teams were sitting in a jumble right in the middle of the conference. You have to feel excited about the potential your team could be right in the mix this year.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, our seniors, talking with them, they want to be in that conference playoffs at the first weekend in May. They want to be in the top four seed. And the nice thing with our conference, any team can win any given day. You know, we play hard every day. We come out, and they're expecting it. They're expecting to get these W's and to be one of the top four teams at the end of the whole season.
Talk about a little bit the adjustment of some of your first years. Perhaps one of the biggest jumps it is from a high school senior to a collegiate freshman, but some of your freshmen making a good transition?
Yeah, absolutely. Katie Fry in the midfield works hard every day and will be looking to get some time. We have Erica Piscatelli coming over from New Jersey, and that girl just plays hard every day. She's working well with our offense, learning all the plays, jumping in pretty quickly, and then having Jessica Mead learning how to play defense this year. It's been a huge learning point for her, and she will be seeing field, you know, in certain games. And it's just going to be a good year getting all of them in there. And we have a wide variety of kids that came in. We have girls from Chrissy from Texas, and we've obviously Eric from New Jersey, and a couple others from different states. Obviously, we have the Ohio girls, Lindsay Hanners, coming in and going to get some time down on that low attack with Jen Close in the midfield. You know, having a freshman class that's not afraid to take chances is going to be a great thing for us this season.
It's a situation that's always fascinating when talking with lacrosse coaches, because of the fact that lacrosse in this part of the country, Ohio, Indiana, Michigan, Kentucky, continues to grow and grow at an exponential rate, Coach. And talk about how that helps you in terms of recruiting, because you're seeing so many young women out of Columbus, Ohio, Cincinnati, Ohio, who are playing in lacrosse programs starting at younger and younger ages, and that only improves the quality of lacrosse in the local area.
I think it's great. I think me coming from the Philadelphia area and growing up with lacrosse, it's great to see these kids, you know, getting the sticks right away in their hands and playing at a younger age. And they're loving the game. It's great driving around, seeing kids play, having little pickup games. And when they get to this level, you know, they understand a little more of the basics and are able to understand the concept a lot faster than if they're just learning as right in high school.
Talk about now that you've fully acclimated to the Wittenberg system. You've been here a couple of years now. Talk about what you've learned from your first year here to where you are now, and in terms of how to coach, how the NCAC works. Obviously, it has to have been a big steps for you along the way.
Yeah, it was exciting though, being an alumni of the program, wanting to come back and put the program back up top where I know it can be has been great. It's been a rocky road at certain times, learning how to get subs in a game. Still working on that, but I'm expecting, you know, myself to be a lot stronger in that. And the girls have been great. You know, we have a pretty good open dialogue now, and we listen to each other. You know, we're starting, midterms are coming up, so I'm starting to see a lot of stress on the girls' faces and realizing when we can go really hard at practice and when I have to give them a day to get their schoolwork done and stay on top of their studies.
Now, it's a lacrosse program that is, as you said, mentioned before, got the monkey off the back with the win against Oberlin last year in the North Coast Athletic Conference. Now that you've had chances to bring in your recruits, I mean, what are the ultimate goals here? I mean, obviously NCAA postseason has to be among them.
Yeah, that's definitely up there. I think the first one right now is to get into the conference playoffs and finish in the top four. You know, become 4-2 record, 3-3 record, and put ourselves in a good situation to be playing in that weekend in May, and then learning what to do in the conference championships to then win those two games and move on to the NCAAs. And there's no doubt in my mind we can't be there and be playing with the top teams in the country.
You alluded to your time here as a player. Talk a little bit about some of the biggest differences between the university back when you were a student here and the way it operates now. Obviously, Edwards-Mauer Field has new turf there, so that's something a little bit more exciting. It's less of the AstroTurf, more of the artificial grass.
Yeah, it's nice. I mean, it was nice seeing the AstroTurf be gone and the new turf coming in. It's a great addition to the campus. And then also Woodland Avenue closing and becoming a walking path and having the bricks all laid down and, you know, the new dorm coming up. I mean, campus looks completely different. When my you know, friends all come back. They have to take a second look to see all the new changes, and it's great. You know, it's really nice seeing campus being pulled together a little bit more, and, you know, even the campus community coming out and watching more sporting events, you know, coming to the lacrosse games and seeing these girls play and how hard they work is definitely a bigger change.
It's a nice, I guess, it was an obvious transition for you to go from being a student here to becoming a coach here. One would imagine some people might try to steer off in other directions, but Wittenberg, the Wittenberg community was something that attracted you to come back again?
Yeah, I really did want to come back. I wanted to, you know, put all the heart and soul I had playing here into the program as a coach and, you know, get these girls to have that same desire, and they do, and it's a wonderful opportunity. I'm having an absolute blast being with these kids every day and doing a job I love doing. I love working with them and, you know, getting to see how they're improving and growing and, you know, getting ready to leave Wittenberg and get in the real world and become teachers and, you know, businesswomen and everything.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you taking some time with us this morning. You've got opener up on March 17th, and then really from there it's bang, bang, bang. You get a bunch of games in a very short amount of time. So I guess you've got to get in as many practices as you can between now and then.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm hoping with today having a warm day, this weather stays nice and the snow stays far away and we are able to stay outside and, you know, continue to get ready for the season.
The conference opener is on April 1st when Ohio Wesleyan comes to town out at Edwards Mauer Field. It's head coach Katie Robbins, the head coach of the women's lacrosse team here on the Tigers Sports Network.